Everybody Loves Raymond, tonight at 9 on TV Land.
Would you rather have a fish or a pillow? My well-being is kind of milkshake. I mean, that milk causes the upper jaw to turn.
There's no bunion association with bunion and upper.
Till next time.
Benjamin Oppo! Oppo Jolly!
Hey, Breaks, it's Monday, March 6th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, video games are a chore and I suck at them. Plus, stuck in an elevator while a dumb bitch freaks the fuck out, Rain Florence loves semen, surprise, surprise, and hate fucking offense. All this was your voicemails today!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
Yes, Tim Henson, back here with you to start a new week of programs. This, of course, is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Hope you had a great weekend. I kind of did. Look, all I wanted to do was play my new Zelda game in peace, right? I didn't want to leave the fucking house. I always have this grand idea, like, this whole weekend, I'm just gonna pour me a bowl of Cheetos or something, sit on the couch in my fucking underwear, and just play video games. Do absolutely nothing else. And I can never do that. It never works out. And you may think, oh my god, Tim, you live the fucking life of leisure. You do a podcast, really whenever you want to, with varying degrees of professionalism and quality. Wildly erratic in that regard. But stopping you from just sitting down and playing video games all day long? That's a very good question. I have no idea where the day goes.
That's crazy!
So, yeah, it is kind of a little bit. I'm Italian, I can say that. Of all the racial slurs, Dago is the one I can get away with. You know, I'm part Italian. Half of me can get away with it. All right, so, you know, on Friday, I was totally responsible. I got this Zelda game, and I just looked at it, right? I was like, oh, what a pretty case. Oh, look at it. It's a fun game. But I didn't play it because I had to do my show. I can't wait for the voicemails to come in. You fucking asshole, Tim, and your stupid problems. You don't even have to leave the house to go to work. But whatever. So actually, I did play the game for like an hour to show Lord Douche what it was all about, right? Like after lunch or whatever. So then I'm like, okay, I gotta go do my show. And Lord Douche basically played Zelda for the first 6 hours while I was hard at work making America smile. America is sick, smiling at retarded people. Elderly grandmothers shitting themselves. Another examples of the misfortune of others. God, I love my listeners. Anyway, I get done with my show, post it late as usual, right? And then it's immediately time for dinner. And I have to, because I'm the man of the house, I've got to provide, right? I gotta go pick up dinner. By providing, I mean, you know, go to Fazoli's and get takeout or whatever the hell shitty restaurant I want to go to. Chinese takeout. So then by the time I eat and, you know, then we're like watching TV while we're eating. And then we just, you know, I didn't get to play the game very much on Friday. Okay, Saturday is when my weekend of leisure will officially begin. And truth be told, I did get a few hours of gameplay in, but then friends came over because they wanted to see the new Zelda. And then we had to go out to eat and shop for pillows. It was a weird night, right? This is what we do on Saturday night. We were looking for pillows. Such fucking faggots. Middle-aged faggots doing home good shopping. Also, I didn't want to play in front of anyone because as I learned pretty early on in this game, I suck at video games. I don't know why I can't get it through my head. You know, I play video games all the time. I'm garbage at them. You should... I don't know if this game keeps track of how many times you died, but I would be embarrassed if at the end it gave me a count of all the times I died. I mean, I gotta be in the hundreds already, right? I'm just really bad at games. But I, you know, insist on playing, right? As a matter of fact, I used to record myself playing video games, and I played Splatoon and stuff, and some of you guys liked it. I'm thinking of recording myself play for an hour or two and just cut to all of the times I died and all of the dumb ways I died. Falling off cliffs, drowning. I think a horse, like a wild horse, kicked me, and I died. I was trying to tame it, or get behind it and fuck it, or, you know, I don't know what I was trying to do. I was just trying to see the different mechanics of the game. I wonder if you can fuck a wild horse. The answer to that question is no. So if you get the new Zelda game, don't try to fuck the animals. Although I haven't yet tried to take the horse to the burn. And as everyone knows, the best place to fuck an animal is in the burn. No, that's okay. Don't have time for that. Okay, so then Sunday comes, and I'm like, I am determined to just sit in one spot and play my game. But then Lord Deuce is like, hey, we should get breakfast. And I'm like, okay, we're bringing it home. Then I feel awful. Then I feel like a hermit, right? And I'm like, why would anyone want to be with me? I never want to leave the house. So I'm like, okay, we can go somewhere and eat, right? So we ended up going to Easton in Columbus. And, you know, what I thought would take an hour for, you know, breakfast actually turned into an all-day thing. I didn't actually get to start playing my game till 6 fucking p.m. on Sunday. And then when I get home and I finally start playing, I'm mad at myself because I get bored because I keep dying. I'm like, no, I'm going to power through. I said I'm going to play this game. I'm going to play this game until fucking 1 a.m. Now it's like work. There's nothing fun about what's going on. I'm miserable. I'm constantly dying. And I got a bunch of bullshit quests I have to complete. Like, we're given this camera that has pictures on it, right? Of the land of Hyrule when it was, you know, nice before it was all in ruins and stuff. And the old bitch is like, hey, you know what? You know, Link, the main character, has lost his memory, right? Doesn't know what the fuck's going on. He's practically an invalid. When I play him, he's practically an invalid. A retarded, physically disabled invalid. Also mentally disabled. Because a lot of it, you have to use your mind. You go to these shrines, and they're like little puzzles. I'm in these fucking things all day. Meanwhile, a 4-year-old could figure it out. I'm like, ah, throw a pot at the wall! Yeah, throwing a pot at the wall is gonna solve that puzzle. Anyway, back to my point here. The old lady gives you, you have access to this camera, right? And there's pictures of beautiful Hyrule, different locations, right? And the game is just massive. I've never played a game this big. I mean, maybe Skyrim, but I never really played Skyrim. Just a little bit. But it's a really massive land. And you're given these, I don't know, 9 or 12 pictures at various locations, and you're supposed to find these locations and what they look like now. They're all in ruins and stuff, so it doesn't look the same. And then it's supposed to jog your memory, because, you know, you kind of have amnesia, and this might, you know, bring back some memories. Then you go back to the old lady, and she gives you a present. This is my big mission that I'm working on right now. Fun little sightseeing tour. All right, so that's my review of The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Horse breasts.
I love horses, best of all the animals.
I love horses, they're my friends. All right, let's get into some audio now. I'm pretty sure we've featured at least one or two elevator freakout videos. These are great. Gives us a chance to laugh at someone who's really going through something here. But I have a feeling a good portion of you guys might react the same way. You know, you're in a crowded elevator, ka-chunk, it stops, and it won't open, you're locked in, right? And what do? You gotta just sit there in this cramped space. If you're even a little claustrophobic, those anxieties are probably amplified, right? So in this clip, we've got a woman here who's very claustrophobic, the boyfriend who's filming this meltdown, and then a few other guys who are just sort of along for the ride. They're all stuck in the elevator, and here the woman is talking to the emergency call button lady.
Send somebody here who can get us out of this. I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm gonna start hyperventilating any second.
Maybe you shouldn't be screaming and yelling. Keep it to yourself, right? Save all that oxygen. You're gonna need it.
Any second.
Okay, ma'am, we will try to notify again.
The boyfriend, by the way, is the one you hear laughing at her.
Okay, ma'am, we will try to notify again.
You will try? You'll try? You need to do something right fucking now.
Okay, we'll get someone to cut the cables, and you'll just go, you know, free falling to your death. Fucking 40 stories.
Hello? I will keep pushing this button. I will push it over and over again. I'm not even fucking kidding. I need to get off this fucking thing. Like, this is not funny.
Well, you're being featured on Distorted View Daily, so some of us think it's funny.
Where's Nicole? I need
to
get off this elevator.
Oh,
I'm really
cautious. Oh my god, someone get Nicole on the phone. Like, women are just totally irrational. I'm sorry, lady freaks. I don't want to paint with too broad of a stroke here, but it's true. Like, none of this makes sense. Like, she's jamming the button. Like, you gotta do something now! The guy on the other end can't do shit, right? The most he can do is call the elevator repair people and get their asses over there. You know who could do even less than the guy at the end of the call button? Nicole. Nicole can't do shit. Someone, oh my god. Get Nicole on the phone. I need to talk to Nicole, okay? You know Nicole, her bestie, who's also an elevator repair woman. I guarantee you, no one named Nicole works on elevators. Nicole will totally know what to do. Just get Nicole on the line. Nicole is a barista at Starbucks.
For the fucking Ashley and Crush Fabic.
What?
I need somebody to get me off an elevator that I'm stuck on.
I think she's on her cell phone.
Why does it keep transferring?
Hello?
Can somebody please get me off an elevator? I'm stuck on.
Okay, ma'am. Another call for security, but we can only call them if
they're
around.
Security, I've been on you for a half hour.
This is after just a half hour. I mean, I get it. A half hour is kind of a long time, but there are people who've been stuck in elevators for 3-4 hours.
Nobody's coming. You're calling the security. That doesn't can't do shit.
They're the ones that
sir.
It's
a
vamp.
Just
let me talk. Just look.
It's a ma'am.
What?
It's a ma'am.
Hello?
We're being notified.
I need somebody to get me off of the elevator.
Somebody's been round.
I've been on here for an hour.
Does anyone in that elevator have a gun or a large, hard, blunt object? She needs to go to sleep for a while.
Well, you might want to send a fucking ambulance because by the time I've been on here, I'm going to lose oxygen.
If my electrolytes get any more depleted, it's on you, assholes. Prepare for a lawsuit.
Why is it this difficult? I'm going to freak the fuck me out. I can't be on here anymore. Nobody's here. It's like, why isn't it moving? Like,
what?
Why? Nicole!
Oh, finally Nicole's on the phone.
Nicole, can you please come out? I'm trying to push the elevator button.
Nicole is going to get things done. Problem solved.
I'm stuck on the elevator.
We're stuck on floor four. We're stuck on floor four.
Nicole!
It's not funny.
It's not funny. Nicole's laughing at her. You're supposed to be helping me. We're friends!
4-4.
Just come outside and press the up button and see if the elevator, like, that's going to fix it.
So,
4-4. It's not funny! It's not funny! You're
kind!
4-4. We're stuck here.
Nicole, I've been stuck on an elevator for an hour. Can you?
1 minute ago, she said they were in there for a half hour. Now we're up to an hour. Can't believe Megan would resort to exaggerating here.
We've been on here forever. Like, I can't do this shit.
Oh, now we're up to forever. It went from a half hour to an hour. We've been stuck in here forever since the beginning of time.
We've been on here forever. Like, I can't do this shit. I need to get off this elevator right now.
What's the CE?
Okay, so we've got another woman on the elevator, and she's wondering what CE means. CE is being displayed where, you know, typically it would show you what floor the elevator's on. It says CE. Now listen to her brilliant guess as to what the letters CE means.
Hey, more.
What's CE mean? Escape something.
The C stands for escape. Maybe just cape. Use a cape and exit. Oh, like float down or something, like a superhero. That's obviously what CE means. It can't possibly mean something like check elevator or something like that.
Oh no,
hey, there you go. They're here.
Obviously, maybe she thought the E meant escape. Although she said like it's escape something.
Resetting it, Megan. It's already gone to CE. Let it relax.
This guy seems to think CE means something good. Oh, it's already at CE.
I want to get off.
Oh, you want to get off the elevator? I misunderstood. I thought you wanted to stay on.
I'm stuck on an elevator. I can't get out.
Right, chill out.
Megan, you stupid bitch. Calm down. We're sick of hearing your voice.
The water, and then we drop to the bottom.
Oh, if there only were a god.
The water, and then we drop to the bottom.
So, we're on the fourth floor, so we're not going to get hurt on the fourth floor.
You dropped from the fourth floor? Down to the bottom? I think you'll get hurt. It's pretty far. All these guys are idiots. All right, one more short clip, and then we will get into the news. Rain Florence is back. Hot off the heels of her porn videos. She's recording a video for YouTube this time. The benefits of swallowing semen. Although she spells it S-E-A space M-E-N. And I think it's because she's really afraid of YouTube shutting her account down. I think she has a few strikes against her, you know, for flashing her tits and jine all over her channel. So she's being really careful and spelling semen, you know, jizz, S-E-M-E-N, or she's just an idiot and spelling it C-men.
Hello, everybody. Rain Florence, welcome. This video is meant to educate and inform. Mm-hmm. So one of my readers, one of my viewers, wrote in and asked if I would do a video on the benefits of swallowing or absorbing semen.
See what I mean? She like spaces it out there. Also, I'm pretty sure the email asked if you would ingest his semen.
So I searched the internet for different studies.
Sure.
I also looked at my own life, my own experiences.
Thank God you're a cock-hungry whore. Sort of makes you an expert on this subject.
And I came up with a resounding yes. There's
of course
many benefits. Semen contains so many powerful nutrients.
Doctor/nutritionist Rain Florence advocates sucking down the D.
That can benefit your body in so many different ways. The first benefit is that it relieves depression.
You really get that sense of accomplishment when a guy nuts in your mouth.
I did this. I made it happen.
It relieves depression and anxiety. So I was just blown away when I read this because...
Interesting choice of words.
If you think about depression and you think about anxiety...
Let a cock put a smile on your mouth.
In society, a lot of people struggle with that. So if there's a natural biologic source that could help us with that...
So how does semen make you happy?
I think that's wonderful.
Like, do you have to rub it on your skin? Do you actually swallow it?
And then the next benefit comes from the fact that it's like a superfood, if you will. It's packed with so many vitamins and nutrients.
Babies! It's packed with little human babies!
It has calcium and zinc and B12.
It's like drinking one of those Bolt House Farm smoothies.
For my nutrition and my nutrients, that's where I want to go. You know, so many people are popping pills and vitamins, just trying to meet their nutritional requirements.
Has the FDA come out with dick-sucking guidelines? How many servings of cum should I ingest? And, like, how many guys is that? Like, do I have to blow two or three guys to get my servings for the day? Also, could you shut your fucking dogs up, Rain?
Farming
whole time barking
today,
throughout the thing.
There's over-farming, there's chemical fertilizers being sprayed. So...
See, now that's all I can focus on is the dogs. And then, like, towards the end of the video, there's weird knocking going on. You know, she lives in Ecuador. I don't know how safe it is there. But I think the bitch is gonna get raped.
Okay, so
hear that?
You have my opinion
from
the research I have done and my own experience.
I think someone's trying to bust down the door. Or it's like a neighbor, like, banging on a wall, like, shut the fuck up with this semen talk. No one cares. Got this goddamn crazy white woman living next door, and she won't shut up about semen. All right, in with that. Let's get into the crazy bizarre twist. Oh my God, no! Right now. Distorted View Daily has a member site at superfreaksideshow.com. When you sign up, you get full access to the entire archive of shows. Been at this since December 2004, so there are a lot of programs in the archive. Plus, every week we do bonus material just for paying freaks in the form of exclusive programs, bonus shows, mini shows, video casts, that sort of thing. Tomorrow we'll be doing an exclusive show. Thursday, another exclusive show. And that's two... Sideshow exclusive full-length programs in 1 week alone. So imagine every month you're getting, God damn, I got to do math now. There's usually two bonus shows a week, and there are typically 4 weeks in a month, typically. That's at least 8 exclusive shows. Now, add to that, some weeks we'll do, a mini program. That's 3 exclusive shows a week. It's a great deal, great value, it's very inexpensive. Go to superfreaksideshow.com, become a true and honorable freak today. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, another story about penis size. You think I'm, obsessed with it for as much as I read about dicks on this show. I am. Penis size can be a source of pride or embarrassment for many men. So it's perhaps a little surprise to learn that most men are guilty of lying about the length of their manhood. A survey by dating website SaucyDates.com, so you know it's legit, reveals the countries where men exaggerate the most about the size of their penis and where they are too modest. Japan, right? They seem like a modest people. And a country of tiny, tiny dicks. They don't really have anything to lose. You know what I mean? Like, everyone has a small penis there. What's the point of exaggerating? I want to know how researchers figured this out. Because it's one thing if a guy is online talking to a chick, and he's like, yeah, I got an 8-inch cock. And then he goes to have sex with her, and it's only like a 5-inch cock. But if you know you're going into a penis study, you'll probably be more accurate with the researcher. Because, you know they're going to want to look at it eventually. There's no point in lying. If it is that first thing, though, with, like, the guys lying online, how would researchers be able to tell the real size? You know, like, how do you get the guy? Let me see the methodology here. Researchers asked men to estimate the length of their erect penis. They then compared the average to the answer given by women about their last sexual partner. Okay, so I don't know how accurate this is. This doesn't make sense to me. They get a bunch of guys. They find out how big their penis is, their real penis size, right? They average that out. The average penis is, 5 inches, 6 inches, whatever. And then they ask women, like a gaggle of women, hundreds of women, how big did the guy tell you his penis was, the last dude you had sex with, all right? The results show that Australian men are the worst offenders when it comes to exaggeration. They claim an average penis measure of a generous 7.09 inches, while women say it comes in at about 5.58 inches. Wait a second, so I was mistaken. So the researchers asked the guys about their dick size, and then the researchers went to women and said, how big was the last guy you had sex with? Like, what, did they pull out a fucking ruler? How do the women know how big the dicks are? This is so dumb and flawed. Don't go to SaucyDates.com. Bullshit dating site. You're relying on women to tell you the true and accurate size of a penis that they didn't measure. They just felt inside of it. They eyeballed it. And probably felt it in their mouth and stuff. American men are also prone to overselling their goods. They give themselves an average of 7.24 inches compared with the 6.64 inches reported by women. That means that American men have bigger cocks than Australians? I don't think so. British women report the same average length, but this also falls short of their partner's generous 6.89 inches. Fantasy land inches. Canadians were the most honest about their penis size. Women claim men had an average penis length of 6.95 inches, just 0.11 inches than the men's own estimation. Meanwhile, men in India underestimated the size of their cocks. Indian women said the average penis length is 6.3 inches, 0.23 inches longer than the men's average. Here's the thing, though. They've done studies about the actual size, average size of men's penises. You know, they actually brought guys in and measured them, like with actual numbers and science and shit, right? Not this, hey, girlfriend, how big was the dick of the last guy you had sex with? About 6.9 inches. Okay, thank you. Being a scientist is easy. All right, second story we have for you today. A Texas man who was having sex with a fence has been charged with exposure. All right, what do you think he was doing, guys? Do you think he was, like, squatting over one of the fence posts, you know, getting fucked by the fence? Or did he find like a hole in the fence to fuck? Was he the top or bottom? Answer at the end of this story. Ting. Yes, a caller reported a man, quote, outside her window having sex with a fence on Wednesday at a duplex in North Austin, Texas, according to an arrest affidavit. Eladoro Estala, 32, was arrested for indecent exposure after he was seen exposing himself and making lewd gestures at around 11:25 a.m. on Wednesday at a residence off North Lamar Boulevard. The caller told police she was looking out of her duplex window and saw the man, her neighbor, urinating on the side of the fence that separates their property. The woman started filming Estala with her cell phone, World Star, and the man saw her and took off his clothes. Oh, so this was a revenge fuck. He was pissed that the woman caught him and was filming him. So he was like, yeah, I'll give you something to film. I'm gonna defile your fence even further. First you piss on it, then you fuck it up its little wooden asshole. All right, so yeah, the woman started filming Estala with her cell phone. The man saw her, took off his clothes. According to the affidavit, Estala put his mouth on the chain link fence and stuck his tongue out. Oh, he was giving the fence oral? Did not see that coming. The woman then saw Estala begin to have sex with the fence. Oh, he was fucking it. The woman showed police several photos and videos of the incident on her phone. When the police arrived at the scene, Estala appeared to be intoxicated. Surprise, surprise. Estala was uncooperative. Surprise, surprise. And told police he was inside his apartment. No, you're inside the fence. Estala's bail was set at $2,500, according to the affidavit. Travis County jail records do not show that Estala is currently in custody. So he bailed out. All right, final story we have for you today. Oh, look at this. We end with quite a sort of view-worthy story. This one comes from Washington. I'm going to go wash my clothes. Yes, Washington. Bellingham, Washington. Police say a man may have tried to sexually assault his mother before he stabbed her to death. So far, so good. Police, I mean, it's a good news story, but it's not DV-worthy quite yet. Police say the 29-year-old son told detectives that he wanted to have sex with his mother. Oh, and that he was a werewolf.
Suck a polar bear's cock. Suck a saber-tooth tiger's dick. Suck a chimpanzee's ass. Suck a casamitico stick. Suck a werewolf stick. Suck a werewolf stick. Suck a werewolf stick. Suck a werewolf stick.
I really do have a song for every occasion. Ting. Shayen Smith. Not Shane. S-H-A-E-N. Shayen Smith was booked into the Whatcom County Jail last night on a second-degree murder charge. Police were called to the 1500 block of McKenzie Avenue just after 2:30 p.m. on Sunday. That's in Fairhaven. Oh, okay, right across the street from a fire station. Aurora Boy Smith, 57, was found dead at the home when medics and officers arrived. I wonder if he had sex with her. Police say the man lived with his mother in the duplex. Officers found him still in the home in an upstairs bedroom after finding his mother's body. Unfortunately, right now, that's all the information I have on the news story. I don't know if this guy actually did have sex. I don't know if he had sex with his mother while he was in human form or in werewolf form. I don't know if this took place during a full moon. There are so many questions that need answers. I just don't have them. However, I do have a bunch of retarded people talking about werewolves.
I am the werewolf.
Help. Werewolf in London.
Werewolf in Paris.
Werewolf is fun.
Werewolf is cute. Werewolf is gothic.
Oh my god.
I turn myself into a werewolf.
Tim Henson turns to a werewolf, what?
Fight two demons. Werewolf is boys. Naked.
That is not what werewolves are.
Favored.
What was that?
I like to make werewolf movies.
I fight vampires.
Werewolves like to howl.
They meet in the jungle of dark
every night I turn myself into a werewolf.
Oh. There you go. One of those unsavories may have fucked their mother and then killed her. All signs point to this guy.
I am the werewolf!
All right, there you go, my friends. It's your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, many ways to contact me. Love to hear from you. 206-666-4463. That is our voicemail line. Of course, you can always email me if you run across a piece of funny audio, video, news story. Send me a link. show@distortedview.com.
Good afternoon, Timmy. It's Sideshow Freak J-fucking-D. I just want to call in and tell you, I thought your the work you did on the website was pretty cool, man. The website looks good.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I refreshed the website. Still working on it, as always.
It's awesome. And secondly, the Raymond quiz that you put on there. Man, that shit was fucking fun. I loved it. I got a 9 out of 12.
Hey, that's really good.
So, you know, 75% correct. But
yeah, no,
still
that's
fun. It would be
way better than most of the other listeners were reporting.
It'd be cool to see more of that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and
I plan on doing that. That's one of the reasons why I updated the site that way, so it's easier to post stuff like that. So, yeah, we'll do some more games and quizzes and, you know, Distorted View-related nonsense.
That's all I got for you today. Oh, also,
if you guys want to do the Raymond game, it's still up on distortedview.com. Just search for Raymond.
DV merchandise, the t-shirts, stickers, all that shit. Fucking awesome, man. In particular, though, the stickers are really, really well done. I love the fucking stickers. So thanks for everything, and have a good one.
All right, great. Thank you very much. Yeah, the stickers we've got, they're pretty good. They're black and white. One of them is, like, vinyl that's clear on the back, so you can, like, post it on your, or stick it on your laptop or in the back of your car or whatever. And then the other, that's the black and white logo, a little circle, is also, you're able to stick that on your card. I think the next run of stickers, maybe next year, we'll do some color options, you know, more colors. But, yeah, those stickers are pretty good.
Hey, Tim, if we're in China, it's hilarious how I found out I'm a freak. Well, I've been a freak forever. I've been listening to you since Tell Me Days back in
I
remember listening to you since January of 2001.
That means you've been with me for almost 20 years.
Anyway, really? It's pretty hilarious here in China. Every day when I wake up, I have a school right next to my apartment building, and they like to announce that their school day has started with a special song. The song that they always play is the ending song from the movie Gay Niggers from Outer Space.
No.
So every time I'm about ready to go out to work, I get to hear a little bit of Gay Niggers from Outer Space endings.
Now, what is the name of that song?
It always makes me think of you and wonderful things that come from Distorted View.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, because I think we've only played it like once on the show, I was talking about this movie, Gay Niggers from Outer Space. It's a real movie, so I'm allowed to say the title. But yeah, it was, you know, it's about that, pretty much. Gay black men from outer space. It's a sci-fi movie. And then, you know, there's something about holy nigger seed and stuff.
Ain't seeing it. When you're talking about hacking the elections, you're talking about hacking Hillary, the campaign manager's email, and releasing all the true information, you know, about spirit cooking and how she's paying off all the Black Lives Matter to go attack people and shit, you know, cooking with cum and fucking blood.
Yeah.
Infowars.com is the war on your mind.
What did he say about Infowars? Warped your mind? Infowars?
Come to the war on your mind.
Lost your mind? I can't.
Fucking blood. Infowars.com is the war on your mind.
He sounds like the kind of guy that would be into what Infowars has to say. Spirit cooking.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo.
The fuck takes that shit seriously?
It's Florida man, driving to a place.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm listening to your January whatever the fuck show, probably Thursday, so maybe the 11th, I don't know. Anyway, so last night, Nintendo did their keynote presentation on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know if you've seen that, because I got to tell you, I was pretty disappointed in that.
It was really weird. I'm trying to think back, but yeah, it was super awkward, wasn't it? Like, it was weird. some of the little Japanese men came out in costumes, right? And, like, the translation was off. They had a bunch of people doing the translation into English. And, like, one guy was super nervous and, like, just totally freaked out.
Like, I see no reason why I shouldn't just go get a Wii U at this point. Even though...
Oh, you're talking about the actual content.
It's kind of considered to be a massive failure. The one game that I saw during the keynote, which is Zelda Breath of the Wild, is probably getting released on the Wii U.
So,
why... They should just call it the system Nintendo Why Bother.
Ooh!
Because, frankly, they added some stuff that were cheap gimmicks, in my opinion.
Yep.
Not much else. One of their big selling points was Skyrim, and I've already bought it twice, so I don't know. I just wanted to know what you thought about it, because it looks like pretty much a letdown. So, yeah. Alright, just wanted to check in on that.
I mean, if you're looking at it solely as a home console, yeah, it's going to be a letdown because it's nowhere near as powerful as, you know, the PS4 or whatever. However, as a handheld console, it's super powerful. Like, it's better than anything else out there, right, handheld-wise. But, there's only really one or two good games for the Wii U. It was a very soft launch. Meaning that, you know, they came out with like 8 or 9 games. One really big one, right? Which is the reason why anyone who is going to buy the Switch is buying the Switch, right? You buy the Switch, you're going to buy Zelda with it. But the appeal, for me, lies in the future titles for the rest of the year. Like Splatoon, having Splatoon on the go, not that I ever leave the house, but I'll be able to play Splatoon while taking a shit. And of course, Christmas season, the new Mario game will come out, and that'll be a huge game. So I think there, you know, and of course there is Skyrim for people who haven't played it, but it has been available on other consoles and stuff. I think value-wise, it's a cool deal because you've got you've got a mixture of a home console and something you can take on the go. I mean, it all depends. I don't think it's going to be anyone's primary console, especially like older people, maybe like kids. But I think you definitely have like a PS4. For the hardcore games, and then, you know, your Switch for as a handheld, or, you know, a handheld / home console. Where I think Nintendo actually was very smart was launching it in March, which I know sounds pretty fuckwitted because you're like, oh, shouldn't you launch it in November, you know, for the Christmas season, get the hype up there, huge sales, everyone's buying stuff for Christmas. No! This is a much better plan. Who knows? We'll find out what the sales figures are like in the coming weeks, right? But like my thinking is, okay, it's far enough away from Christmas that people have a little bit of money now. You're willing to buy stuff, right? It's not like not right after Christmas. And there's enough hype, you know, especially for the Zelda game, that people are going to buy the console, right? Like it's going to sell out. And I think we're seeing that, right? It's very hard to come by right now. Assuming that there are a steady stream of games coming out until Christmas, and we've got, like, you know, Mario Kart and Splatoon and a bunch of indie things, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens at E3, which is, like, the video game conference. I think that's in May, to see what Nintendo releases. I guess they grabbed a bunch of floor space this year, which I think is unusual for them. So I'm guessing they're going to have a huge presentation and announce some big, probably third-party titles. I think when they announced Skyrim, that was kind of trying to let everyone know, like, oh, this is, you know, we're going to really get some good games here. Because for the Wii U, there was shit, like no third-party support, right? That's another reason why you should probably not buy the game for the Wii U, because Zelda is kind of the Wii U's swan song. Like, this is like the last title for the Wii U. It's done. But I'm guessing they'll have huge holiday sales as well, especially if... By Christmas, they put the Switch on sale. They knock $50 off the price for some, you know, Black Friday sale or something. I think, because what is the 3DS? It's like $179 or something. So if they knock $50 off the Switch price, it's like $250. You might as well just get the fucking Switch because then it's a home console and a better handheld. I guarantee you, this holiday season, a lot of sales for the Switch because of Mario coming out. I don't know why the fuck I'm rambling on. Who the fuck cares? like I'm some sort of, you know, video game analyst or something. What do I know?
Hey, Tim, it's Dicklicious, listening to the January 11th podcast, and you got that guy John TV or whatever he's called.
Yeah.
Following the guy who picked up a prostitute. And you were saying you were surprised that he hasn't been stabbed yet or anything. And
yes.
It's funny you should mention that, because I'm sure you remember that TV show, Cheaters.
Yes.
Well, there was an episode where the host got stabbed.
Yeah, I saw that. We talked about that on the show, I think, many years ago.
The guy or woman cheating, whatever, they were, like, in a boat. They went out on a boat into the ocean. And so the fucking host got in the camera crew, got on another boat, and followed them out into the middle of the ocean. And, like, hopped onto the other guy's boat and confronted him about cheating. And the guy being confronted stabbed the host. Like, but you know what?
What?
There's a bigger problem here.
Yeah, okay.
These assholes who think, you know, they're so high and mighty, like, if a guy can't fucking get laid by women and needs to pay for it, like, what fucking business is it of yours? Who the hell do you think you are following these people, you know?
I know, this vigilante justice.
Heck's so fucking high and mighty. It's like those preachers who go on college campuses with abortion pictures and shit. Where the fuck do you get off?
Yeah. All I want to do is pay for sex and pay to terminate a baby's life. That's what I want to do with my money. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. By the way, didn't we figure out that Cheaters was totally fake? Like, there was some questionable acting on that program. All right, Cheaters. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show, podcast, whatever. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh! Shut the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Tomorrow, I'll be back with a sideshow exclusive one. If you're not yet a member, sign up right now at superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Motherfucking business. Laffy Taffy, bitch. Put it up for me. Turn it up. Laffy Taffy. Laffy Taffy, ho. Laffy.